have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. I want to bring in Ken Moorman today. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
You're up early on a Monday morning.
I made it up. That's, yeah, that's a little early. But I like to listen to you in the morning.
It's so. Late morning for me.
Yes.
He gets up even earlier than I do. So.
Oh, no kidding.
That's just the way it works. You retired guys. You get a chance to sleep in.
There's nothing to be bad about that.
Of course, you know what retirement means around here. That means you just get to do a lot of volunteer work that you enjoy doing. And I know that's why you're here this morning.
Oh, volunteers. I tell you what. You stay awake night just wondering where you can go do next.
Well, there are always things to do. There are plenty of folks looking for help, and I know the Atlantic Public Library also always welcomes some help, and they've got all hands on deck here these next few days, don't they?
I'm kind of following my wife as her volunteer. She volunteered to be the president of the Friends of the Library, and I can see she's going to need some help, so... I'm the spokesman on air.
So you're the press secretary for
Okay. In the cabinet, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, since we're forming cabinets these days.
That's right, yeah.
Well, yeah, the Friends of the Library is a very, very, very highly functional part of the library system in Atlantic, in that the library is continually purging their shelves of old books and books that haven't been read in a long time and books that have old information in them. I kind of asked the librarian, where'd all these come from? She said, well, that one right there hasn't been read for 5 years, and that one over there was getting a bad cover on it, and those encyclopedias over there, they really don't have any information in them that's current anymore. So we get them for the Friends of the Library to sell. And have we got books this year? You cannot believe. If you could look real carefully, this left ear, there's books coming out, my ears even. I've never seen so many books down there for the Friends of the Library. We've got everything from reading books for children, I mean that mom reads the kids with pictures in them and stuff. We've got really probably... three tables full of just little children's books. Then we got teenage books and youth books on up into, I think there's five tables. These are big banquet tables, three columns wide of nothing but hardback books. Anything you want, mysteries, biographies, history, just tons of books. And we'd invite the people to come down starting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, starting at 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the evening. We're going to be there all 3 days, full hands. They got to come down and look it over. Even if you don't buy a book, come down and just see how many books there are. We really don't need any more right now. So we'd normally be asking for donations. If you got some, you probably could bring them down. But we've really got lots. We got more than we can get out. I'll be real truthful with you.
Well, and I know you. The group is called Friends of the Library, but you have a lot more Friends of the Library than just members of the group. A lot of folks come in and donate books year after year.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we're getting to where we see the books several times because they buy them in 2012 and they bring them back in 2013 and we sell them again and we see them again in 14, we sell them again and see them in 15. We've seen some of these books several times, and it's the whole purpose of this is not to call the dumpster. We want to do everything we can to keep books out of the dumpster. We want people to be reading. I don't care whether it's out of the cradle or whether it's a teen or grandma in her rocking chair. We want people to be reading.
How many times have you heard it said over the year by folks who go to a movie and they come away saying, you know, I read the book was better. Because it's your perspective, interpretation. You know, you're comprehending what happened there, and you're seeing it in your mind.
And you can go back and review something if you didn't quite get it the first time, or why did he kill her, or why did he do that? You know, you can go back and read the book again and turn those pages with your hands.
Absolutely. It's a hands-on experience.
It's exactly a hands-on experience.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned it. It's the ultimate recycling program as far as the library is concerned. Right. Let's just move these someplace else and have somebody else get a chance to enjoy those a little bit as well.
We've got another small but kind of important task this year. We're helping to promote the Atlantic Rotary Club's annual auction, but their raffle this year is supporting the library system, and the library is going to have a memorial reading garden established this next spring out to the east side of the library, for people can go outside, sit in chairs in the shade, and read a book. It's something a little different. It's something that's being done throughout the nation. We had one at the hospital. It's not a reading library. It's a wellness library, a wellness center. But the Rotary Club have raffle tickets, and we're going to have them at the library sale, $20 a piece. I think it's $5 for $100, so you can get a bargain there.
Perfect. Friends of the Library, always looking for members?
Always, always. Friends of the Library is $10, and if you join this right now, you get to come to this one and the next two for next year, all for the price of $10. That $10 all goes to the library. We buy them tables. We buy them stuff that their budget just isn't got room enough for. Mm-hmm. And we really have given them quite a bit of money over the last few years because of the people that come support our Friends of the Library sale.
You mentioned the hospital. Friends of the Library is to the library kind of what the hospital auxiliary is to the hospital.
Definitely.
You're raising money to do a lot of things they wouldn't be able to do otherwise.
And both auxiliaries, you might say, are very important to that entity and the community.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot going on there. This is coming up starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, correct?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 in the morning to 6 in the evening. And we've got a lot of people around there. If somebody wants a particular type of book, we've tried to get it pretty well divided out between religious and educational and Westerns. And, of course, you can see a hardback and you can see a paperback, but there's also a few magazines that they can pick up, 12 for a dollar. Most expensive thing in there is a whole dollar.
Really?
So we won't break anybody.
No.
But we don't take MasterCard either.
But there is, I know for some people, it's kind of a premium on getting there early.
Oh, I expect tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to have people waiting at the door. There always is. Always is.
Yeah. Well, folks want to get there early and get through those titles and see if there's something that they were looking for.
Yep.
You get a lot of people that come in, and some people know that my friends donated these books to the library, so I know they're there. I'm going to see if I can get in there and snag those right away.
That's right. And there's all types of people. People bring their own sacks.
Yep.
I have people that bring a box so that, it's not unusual to have people go out of there with 40 or 50 books.
Yeah. Ken, you mentioned up front that it is kind of their recycling program. Goal is not to have to throw anything away.
That's right.
Do you have much left, typically, after these library sales?
A huge amount left over. That is our biggest problem. We have a source that we can ship books to, and they pay the shipping, and then we get 50% as they sell them, and I don't understand the process of how they sell them, but they have huge outlets for books. There's also a place in Omaha that we can take books, and they kind of take, if you take in 50 books, they'll probably take 10 or 20, 10 or 15 of them, mm-hmm. and give you pennants for them. We'd not rather sell them and keep them in the community. And we do take them around to nursing homes, to the senior center. And if anybody knows of a place in the community that needs some books just for reading, give us a call.
Absolutely.
Give us a call.
And if folks come by, understanding that the library always has their needs and the Friends of the Library are always there to help, they're getting pretty good bargains on these books. If they'd like to make a little extra donation, that's okay.
We always will take donations, you betcha. We might even just give them a free book if they made a donation.
I didn't figure you'd turn those away. Very good. All right, again, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's at the library.
At the library downstairs. come inside, turn left, or you can turn right to the children's and youth.
Very good. All right. Lots of great opportunity there. Ken, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you for your time, please.
Absolutely. Appreciate it on a Monday morning.